From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news and information. And today, a little We Told You So about IMUS. I'm Allison Stewart.
You heard it here first. I'm Luke Burbank. It's Wednesday, November 14th. I don't want to say things are getting desperate in Georgia, what with the drought and the not raining, but, well, here's the governor.
To very reverently and respectfully pray up a storm.
That would be God he's praying to.
Yep, Governor Sonny Perdue deciding, I'm going to take it to a higher power. Ask for a little bit of rain down here in Georgia.
Yeah, right on the Capitol steps of the Georgia Capitol, he implored God, whoever he or she is, to please bring rain.
Here's the prayer. Oh, Father, we acknowledge our wastefulness, but we're doing better, and I thought it was time... Scoot over my cursor. I thought it was time to acknowledge that the Creator, the provider of water and land, and to tell him that we will do better.
See how that goes. Coming up on the show, selling your internal organs.
Ooh.
Sounds dicey, but actually there is a fairly compelling case being made, at least for kidney sales in the U.S., being made by some physicians and also economists. We're going to talk to a guy who says this is the only way to solve the shortfall between people who need kidneys and the number of kidneys that are actually out there.
And happy anniversary to Al Jazeera English. Started 1 year ago tomorrow. It hit the airwaves. We'll talk to anchor Dave Marish. You might remember him from Nightline. All about this grand experiment.
And it's been just over 4 years since the singer-songwriter Elliot Smith died. Now a good friend of his, who is also a renowned rock photographer, has released a book full of a lot of kind of personal portraits of him. She says it took her 4 years just to get up the nerve to look at these pictures. We're going to talk to her about the book and about Elliot Smith's life. We're also going to have Rachel Martin with the news of the day. First, though, we got the BPP's big story.